So I was going to 3 meetings a day when I first got sober, because all I had in life was work and alcohol. That's what I had. So I still had my job, thankfully, and that kept me busy sometimes, but there was nothing for those other times, you know. And so I would go to a meeting at 7:30 a.m. in the morning at the log cabin. I would go to a meeting somewhere after work, and then I would go to this meeting called late night, which is 11:30 at night, past midnight. It was crazy. It was young people. They acted like I felt inside. It was awesome. They were doing inappropriate things in the back row and heckling the speakers and, you know, all this craziness. And they were all sober and staying sober and doing service and carrying the message and helping each other. And I am so grateful that we have thousands of types of meetings. You know, we have one program, but we have all this fashion of AA all over the place, and we can go to what, you know, we connect with, where we have that similar bond, you know, like gay meetings, you know, and that need to identify with somebody and be able to say, okay, you get me. I mean, that's one of the most important things about carrying the message. If I don't tell you my story, then you don't know I was an alcoholic. You don't know that anything I say after that's going to help you.